Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, where you hear about the business of the casino entertainment industry from the people who make it happen. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher of GGB, and this week we feature an interview with Sean McBurney, the general manager of Caesars Palace, on the unique place that property holds in the Caesars organization. The GGB Podcast is brought to you by iGamingPlayer.com, the leading affiliate marketing service for land-based and online casinos in North America. Sean McBurney had an unlikely start in the gaming industry. He was originally an engineer with General Motors before attending Stanford University, where he was recruited to Harrah's Entertainment as a president's association under former chairman Gary Loveman. He worked in several Las Vegas properties where he learned the total reward system. He later became responsible for VIP programs for Caesars before being promoted to general manager at the company flagship Caesars Palace. He is deeply involved with the international business that comes to the Palace. He spoke with me in a suite at Caesars Palace in December. Sean McBurney, thanks for joining us on the podcast today. It's great to meet you, and congratulations on being named one of our people to watch. It's an honor. If you saw the list of our 15 years of people to watch, you'd be impressed of the people that have been on it.
I've been following it for a while, so when I learned that I was a recipient of this, it was, to say the least, an honor.
Great. Well, you know, we've heard a lot about you over the years. So I wanted to just start at the beginning of your career. When I was reading your bio, I was interested to see that you started as an engineer with General Motors. That's really not the typical way to get into the gaming industry.
That's true. You know, it's certainly not. You don't see too many automotive engineers in the hospitality and gaming
exactly
space.
Right.
But it's not as big of a departure as what you would think.
Uh-huh.
You know, when you think about running a manufacturing facility, well, you have to hire great people.
Mm-hmm.
They have to be performance managed and celebrated when they do well, and you have to have great processes.
Right.
And when you look at a facility as big as Caesars Palace, the only way you can consistently deliver great service and great product is if you have a best-in-class team, mm-hmm. held to very high standards, and you have great processes.
Right.
So the skill set's eerily similar.
Yeah.
Very different product and service, though.
Okay, great. So what made you make the switch then?
So I was a mechanical engineer for General Motors, and then I went to business school at Stanford, and Harrah's did on-campus recruiting there.
Okay.
And the President's Associate Program was important to Gary Loveman,
sure.
the CEO at the time. And so I learned about the industry through business school, mm-hmm. and I learned what I just described to you, that
right.
even though it seems like it's a big departure,
right.
The skill set played well to my strength.
Sure, sure. Well, you're the second president's associate we have in this class this year, so it's always been a unique program, and I've followed it down through the years. I've gotten to know people who went through it. Of course, Tim Wilmott is
mm-hmm.
the top of the list there, being
right.
the CEO of a major gaming company. What is it about that program that really brought value to your experience there?
You know, I think a lot of organizations, not just Caesars, spends a lot of time thinking about diversity and cognitive diversity
mm-hmm.
specifically. So the PA program is a great way to bring people into the industry with a different set of experiences and perhaps a different skill set and background, but it allows them to onboard, to understand how the business actually operates, and then there's that healthy tension of challenging how we operate,
right.
but it's grounded in a fundamental understanding of how the business actually works.
Sure, sure. Now, I also know that you've worked at a lot of Caesars properties, at different levels.
Yeah.
How did that help you understand how the company works altogether?
Sure. You know, every brand is different. Every brand has its different brand standards, but Total Rewards is sort of the consistent mm-hmm. program that unites all of them together. And, you know, at each property I worked at, my role was slightly different. So I spent the early part of my career in casino marketing, and mm-hmm. then I moved into gaming operations,
right.
And then ultimately moved into enterprise shared services. So I was able to see how we operated at a
okay.
corporate level.
Right. Well, of course, Total Rewards is the signature of this company. So you did work in all these departments, and then you really got involved in Total Rewards. Did you see how that really, really held everything together?
Absolutely. You know, it's always been a competitive advantage for
right.
our company.
Mm-hmm.
And you've certainly seen a lot of competitors try to make inroads to the program, but it continues to remain a best-in-class program.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And, of course, you worked in the VIP program for a while, and here we are sitting in a beautiful suite at Caesars Palace. How important are those VIPs and the way you treat them?
You know, it's a critical part of our business, not just at Caesars Palace, but really across the enterprise. And what I believe we're best in class at is understanding who our VIPs are, understanding their interests and preferences, and be able to market to them on an individual basis mm-hmm. based on what we know about them.
Right.
And you know, because we have about 43 properties across the enterprise, we're able to facilitate cross-property visits mm-hmm. so they experience our brand more deeply, which just helps increase their loyalty.
Right, right. And again, we're here at Caesar Palace, the flagship of the company for the most part. How did this opportunity come about, and why did you jump at it?
So about half of my career was on the casino marketing right. side of the business. And to be the general manager or president of Caesar's Palace, one of the biggest responsibilities you have is player development.
Sure.
So I believe my background played mm-hmm. well to set me up for this job. And I always had a personal interest in learning the international side of the
right.
business.
Right.
And really, Caesar's Palace is the only property we have that meaningfully plays in that
sure.
space.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
I think my background and my mm-hmm. consistent desire to get over here ultimately made it happen.
Sure. And is it just the brand of Caesar's Palace that makes it, of course, the luxury that you offer here, but people from other countries want to come here just because they know this brand so well?
It's unbelievable the international recognition mm-hmm. of this brand, considering there's only one Caesar's Palace in
right.
the world.
Yeah.
You know, it has a 51-year, very rich history, mm-hmm. providing best-in-class entertainment, best-in-class
right.
food and beverages, some of the most opulent villas in the world, and it's the collection of those assets combined with the service experience that really makes this a place that everybody has to see at some
yeah.
point in their life.
So where do you get most of your international business from? Are they Asians? Are they Europeans?
You know, the Far East continues to be the majority of our business.
Right.
A lot of Chinese customers, mm-hmm. Indonesian customers, and in the broader Far East.
Okay. And it's kind of interesting now that, you know, Caesars never did get into Macau. You still
right.
have a strong Asian customer
That's
base.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Okay. And how do you continue to pay attention to that, since there's so much competition over there now with all the other jurisdictions starting to open up?
But it's a bit of what we spoke about before. It's the power of the brand and that we continue to reinvent the property. So it has a very rich history. But over the last 2 years, we've invested about $250 million renovating our room product. We have arguably the best nightclub in the world right now. Our entertainers are our entertainment lineup's best in class. So it's for all these reasons that the brand continues to be so strong and the awareness is high across the globe.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, every time I come here, I see something that I hadn't seen before. I realize something that I hadn't understood before. You know, I was just telling Erica a few years ago when you opened the suites down by the villas down mm-hmm. by the pool, which are, you know, I could live in one of them with my five kids. You know,
so, 12,000 square feet.
Exactly,
there's plenty
right,
of space.
Yes, no question about that. Are there things that still surprise you about Caesar's Palace now that you're working here?
You know, when you work at Caesar's Entertainment, you hear some employees of Caesar's Palace say that things are a little different
mm-hmm.
here. And if you're working at another property, you think, well, it couldn't be that different. It's a large hotel. You have a gaming business
mm-hmm.
and a food and beverage business. But when you work over here, you realize that everything's on another level.
Right.
The complexity of the transactions, the number of partnerships that we have on the food and beverage side and the entertainment side. So it makes for a very special place and a very special experience.
Okay. So when I worked at Caesar's Atlantic City, a lot of the supervisors and pit bosses were veterans of Caesar's Palace, and you know we always worked very hard in Atlantic City in the early days because it was very busy, but they used to say, oh, it's nothing like Caesar's Palace. So obviously, you know, it's a beautiful property, very luxurious, but
mm-hmm.
The employees are always the key, the heart of any enterprise of this sort. How do you keep them motivated and make them understand that they are the heart of the enterprise?
Yeah, so every Monday we have a new hire orientation class,
uh-huh,
and I speak
right.
to every new hire that's
okay.
brought into Caesar's Palace, and I spend time explaining to them the rich history that we have.
Yeah.
And when you think of Las Vegas, the reason that Las Vegas is as vibrant as it is today is because the city evolved over time.
Mm-hmm.
And there are very specific inflection points. When high-end retail was introduced into Las Vegas, it started here at Caesar's Palace. When celebrity chefs were introduced into Las Vegas, it started here at Caesar's Palace.
Right.
Major nightlife with Pure started here at Caesar's Palace. Resident entertainers, that model started here at
sure.
Caesar's Palace. So you have this rich history that
right.
you have to have an appreciation for. And we continue to be best in class in
mm-hmm.
those areas. So the expectations, it all starts with setting the expectations. And then, you know, as we were talking about Gary Loveman earlier, it continues on with the service profit chain,
sure,
which
right.
means the employees have to have the tools and resources
mm-hmm.
required to do their job. The jobs have to be designed well. And the combination of having an appreciation for the rich history and the expectations associated with that and making sure employees have all they need to be successful drives great results.
Sure. And, of course, I think the entertainment and the sports that Caesars has always had just brings a special awareness of to this place, especially when they're going on. I mean, there's,
right.
there's an electricity in the air when you come here. How do you get the employees to kind of ramp that up a little bit?
I think it's when you're here, you feel it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you whenever you walk through Caesars Palace, it feels busier than any other
That's
property
for sure.
In Las Vegas. We have 30,000 people walking from the Forum Shops mm-hmm. into Caesars Palace every day, 30,000 people coming from Bellagio into Caesars Palace. So there's an energy here that's really intoxicating,
mm-hmm.
and that certainly helps drive employees.
Yeah, and I think the way the additions have been added have been very thoughtful, and the flow, feng shui, I guess they call
right.
it,
right.
seems to work very well.
And we're not done yet.
I know you've got a lot. I walked through a couple of places on the way up here that have the walls up, so there's something new coming. So why don't you tell us what's up at Caesars Palace over the next year or so?
So we're currently under construction for Gordon Ramsay's Hell's Kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
It's the second largest food and beverage project that we have in the history of Caesars Palace since Bacchanal.
Right.
So that opens up in early 2018. We're working on a project right now with Giada De Laurentiis, which will open
right.
in early February. And if you look at the front of Caesars Palace, there is about 7 acres of underutilized land. So I can't tell you what the master
okay.
plan is. I can only tease to you
yeah.
that land will be certainly activated in a really exciting way over the coming years.
So this is the land kind of on the corner of Flamingo in the strip there? Or is it
right. I'd say everything from where the Spanish Steps Bar is
right.
all the way down to the start of the Forum Shops.
Okay. Yeah, that's kind of been a hit or miss here.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's always been utilized for one.
There are parking lots there right now, so
right.
you have to assume
okay.
there is a better use
yes.
of that space than parking cars.
Yeah. Strip property, I think. I think you can assume that for sure. So, you know, the company was in bankruptcy
mm-hmm.
the last few years, finally has emerged. Like everybody I talked to at Caesars Palace, at Caesars Corporation, at different properties, oh, we weren't concerned with the bankruptcy. We were still operating, but there was obviously an impact. And now that impact has disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel the positive nature rolling through the company?
There's a lot of excitement and a lot of optimism.
Right.
You know, I can honestly say I've been with the company now 11 years,
mm-hmm.
and I've never been more bullish on the future than I am now. With that said, you know, even as we are going through the restructuring. If you were to think of Caesars Palace, we're delivering the highest levels of EBITDA in the history
mm-hmm.
of the
right.
property, the highest service scores, highest employee engagement scores, and you saw that across the company. So
mm-hmm.
despite the fact that you had some headwinds, the workforce was engaged and the results were really, really strong. As we look post-emergence, you know, we exited bankruptcy in October, so in the course of 2 months, we've announced we're going to build a 300,000-square-foot convention center. It's going to have the largest
right. mm-hmm.
pillarless single ballroom in America.
Right.
We announced a $1.7 billion acquisition of two casinos
mm-hmm.
In Indiana, and that's just 2 months after
right.
after emerging from bankruptcy. So I think you're going to see a lot of activity over the coming months and years.
Great. So can you give us a hint of some of the entertainers that are coming here? I know there have been many residencies, like you had The Who here
that's right.
A couple of months ago. So do you have other things that you can hint at us here?
I can tell you that there are a lot of lines in the water,
yeah.
and I certainly hope that we'll be able to make some announcements. But I can't say anything specifically right now, or I'll make
okay.
all my entertainment
I
team
understand.
Very mad.
So let's talk about the Strip as it is today. We've seen you know, MGM open the arena, which
mm-hmm.
has been a great success. You know, the Strip seems to be more vital than it has been in a long time. Do you see a lot of walk-in customers now coming from other properties?
Yeah, we do. You know, we're fortunate to be, you know, right at the 50-yard line of the
right
Strip,
mm-hmm.
and so the, you know, traffic volumes are at all-time highs.
Yeah.
And I think, to your point, T-Mobile has been a great success. It's been a great success for the city, and I certainly give accolades to MGM for what they did there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's another reason for people to come and experience
right.
Las Vegas.
Right. And, of course, Caesars opened the link a few years ago with the high roller observation wheel. Have you been able to funnel people over there and vice versa?
That's exactly right. It's really become, when you think about what are the things you have to see while you're in Las Vegas,
mm-hmm.
going down the link promenade and experiencing the high roller is right at the top of the
right.
list.
Right, great. Well, Sean, it's been a pleasure to talk to you and to meet you finally. Again, I've been a fan of Caesars Palace and an alumni, so I'm very happy to see Caesars emerging from bankruptcy stronger than I am.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
Don't you know, baby, I'm in love with you. I got your number. I got your number.
We hope you enjoyed this edition of the GGB Podcast, brought to you by iGamingPlayer.com, the leading affiliate marketing service for land-based and online casinos in North America. To learn more about the gaming industry, visit ggbmagazine.com, or for a weekly update, visit ggbnews.com. Follow us on Twitter at Global Gaming Biz, or on LinkedIn and Facebook at Global Gaming Business Magazine. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next week on the Global Gaming Business Podcast.